Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
You are on Pets Aloud, Joy's very own show about pets. My name's Kevin, and today is a very, very special show. And we're going to start off this special, very special show with a very special song. And that song there is dedicated to Pets Aloud because it is actually our second birthday. Kate, can you believe that we actually hit the airwaves back in 2012 with Pets Aloud for our very first time?
I can't believe how fast it's gone, Kev. Like, it's, I guess as you say, like, you know, time flies when you're having an awesome time.
That's right. It's been, wow. Can you remember our first show? That was crazy. I mean, we were sort of 5 weeks into Taste of Radio and we got thrown onto the air on
the first show. I can remember the stress. I'll never forget that because I think we actually practiced it about three times.
Yeah, we ran through it quite a lot of times. And yeah, we've gone through probably, I think we're thinking it's about 100 shows since then because we've had a few weeks off. So we've been on air. That means we've been on air with you for 6,000 minutes. We've had over 300 interviews and we've had plenty of podcasts as well. And you guys have been loving our podcasts and downloading them as well, which is awesome. Yeah. So from being newbies on the blog straight off the back of our Taste of Radio training, it's fair to say we are now fully fledged joysters.
Absolutely, and loving it, aren't we?
Yes, it's only been 2 years. We've still got more to come. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, we hope so. Yeah, we've certainly got lots more to talk about. Yeah, and about pets.
There's always things to talk about when it comes to pets. Now, Kate, what's been some of your highlights over the last couple of years?
I think it's just, you know, I guess getting involved in the Joy community, some great new friends that we've met through Joy, you know, pet lovers like us. And, you know, Kev, I just love the opportunity to sit here and talk about adoption and promoting, you know, the benefits of owning a shelter dog or cat every week.
Pretty much every week we've been here for the last 2 years.
What about you?
Oh, well, there's been so many of it. You know, I've been here nearly every week for the last 2 years as well. I'm
much more of a regular.
I've done quite a number of shows. And I guess, yeah, you're right. It's about being a part of the Joy community. I guess for me, it's when you go out to events and people come up to you and say, yeah, this is Joy. I hear you guys on Pets Aloud and that kind of thing. Yeah, meeting them and just hearing stories about adoptions and other people's pets and that kind of stuff. So, and obviously my own dogs as well, as sharing the stories of training and Sprocket Puff Date as well. Lovely every month.
Sort of, yeah, followed lovely Sprocket's story on Joy, which has been great.
That's right. But, you know, our main focus of Pets Aloud is all about you, of course, because we love you guys. We you know, we love sharing our stories with you and sharing information with you and answering your questions and that kind of stuff.
We love hearing back from you. Like, it, you know, we love, yeah, you getting emails, getting calls about your stories about your pets and how much you love them and how much they mean to you. So
we are celebrating 100 shows or 2 years of Pets Aloud. So we thought we would take a look back at the last couple of years at some of the things we've been doing on Pets Aloud. We're dusting off the Pets Aloud archives and taking a look back at the last 2 years of the program because it is our 2 year anniversary.
It's really
birthday.
Exciting, isn't it? Yeah, I almost said 100 years, but that's the Lost Dogs Home.
That's the Lost Dogs Home last year. Now, Kate, one of our weekly segments is our Pet of the Week segment, and it lives in this time slot and it's put over 100 charismatic dogs and cats through their paces from our North Melbourne shelter and also our Camp Hasby shelter in Echuca in the spotlight. We've also had some very special guests of our candidates joining us in the studio. Do you remember that time it was Joy's birthday, I think it was, and we brought in a couple of puppies.
And
we've had a few others that have come and visited us as well in the studios.
It's a lot of fun having them in the studio, isn't it?
It is always
quite
fun.
A stir too.
Yeah, it does create quite a stir around here at Joy. And so, Kate, Why do you think that giving these animals their spotlight, in putting them in the spotlight and promoting adoption, why do you think that's so important for the work that we do at the shelter?
Oh, look, I really think it's great for promoting the value and the benefits of adopting and the value of shelter pets. They really are awesome. Like, they're just lovely dogs, lovely cats, and all they need is just a second chance or a new start in a new home. I think, you know, talking about the different dogs and cats that we have enables us to sort of demonstrate the great variety of animals that we have and their different personalities at the home. So there's, you know, something for everyone, really.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really important. And I guess hopefully we're planting the seed of adoption. Now, if you're not ready to adopt now, you might be ready in the next month or the next 12 months or the next few years. So I hope you take away listening to all the dogs and cats we speak about. But, you know, adoption's a pretty cool thing.
That's right. And then you go, oh, yeah, I'm going to think adoption first. Now, someone who's always been an advocate for adoption is the lovely Betty, who messaged us in to say, Betty. Jordan and I would like to wish the Pets Loud tribe a happy birthday. Thank you for tuning in, Betty. Jordan and Betty. Jordan was adopted from Lost Dogs Home.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he was. Yeah.
He was, and they are, you know, they are always considering looking at adding another member to the family. Yes. And she's always going to consider adoption. Now, talking about our Pet of the Week segment, it wouldn't be Pets Loud without...
this week's Pet of the Week.
Now, Kate, this week's Pet of the Week is a lovely and quite large big boy cat. His name is Red Phoenix.
I love his name. I think that's a really cool name.
Pretty cool name. He's a lovely ginger boy, and that is why he got his name. He's about 5 years old.
That's right, and he's kind of panther size, really. He's a bit of a cuddly bear. He's very, very cuddly. He loves being pet. Apparently, simply just adores it and just laps it up. He, as we said, he's quite big in stature. I love big cats. Cuddling them and everything.
But he's a gentle giant as well. He's a very gentle giant. So he will be absolutely lovely in a new home. Unfortunately, though, he doesn't like other cats.
No, which is not uncommon. So he just prefers to be your only cat, and so you can give him your undivided attention. Also, what they have found, we do regular vet checks at the home with all the dogs and cats that come in, but what they found with Red Phoenix, that he did have what you call struvite crystals in his urine, and that means that he will need to be on a special prescription diet for the rest of his life. He'll be quite healthy and quite comfortable all his life. It's fine and it's not uncommon, but it's something that you'll need to sort of take do a check on every now and then with your vet. But it's something that you can also discuss with our vets at the home before you adopt him, if you're interested in adopting him.
That's right. And his animal ID is 975202. He's at our North Melbourne shelter. If you wanted to find more about Red Phoenix, you can check out our website at dogshome.com or contact the shelter on 03-9329-2755. And don't forget, you can also pledge to adopt if you are considering adoption. Pledge to adopt via our website. Just go to dogshome.com. There's a banner up the top of that website.
We'd love you to click on it.
That's right. Now, coming up, we're going to hear from a very special joyster, Chris Jamieson from the CNC Drive Factory, about his dearly departed lovely dog, Max, who you most joysters will have known of.
Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
Happy 100th episode to you.
Happy 100th
episode to you. Happy 100th episode to you. Thank you. That's a very cute doggy cake.
I love these doggy cakes.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
Thank you.
It's tiramisu this time.
A tiramisu? Oh, yeah. Excellent. This is one we haven't had yet. Come closer, Philippe. Come to the microphone and talk to me.
What? So I can sit on your knee?
Yeah. Whoa. This chair's going to break. So, yeah, if you didn't understand what that just was, we just had the whole bunch of joysters come into the studio. And, yeah, this is our 100th episode / 2 years on Joy.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
And we still have a lot more to go.
Yes.
Well, absolutely. We need you here so we can have a cake every year.
That's right. And we do seem to get these dog cakes every time too, which is amazing. They are delicious.
We'll cut that up for
Yes,
later.
We will cut that up and all the joysters can share it. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Philippe. Thanks, guys.
Now, look, we are on Joy 94.9. It is 2 years of Pets Aloud, and we've had the privilege of hearing many, many moving stories on this program.
We have, yeah.
Kate, we did a bushfire special.
We did. We heard from the mother of a bushfire survivor, and she shared with us her son's harrowing story of rescuing his animals. I think he grabbed all the animals and he put them in a dam with himself and and, you know, waited it out, and the fire actually went over the top of them.
It was quite a very intense, like, you knew, intense
yeah,
story.
That first-hand account really sort of brought it home how dangerous it was and how scary it was.
Back towards the start of the program, when we first started, we had Leanne, who was from the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, and she was talking about the role of pets in the GLBT community, also on mental health. That was a fantastic interview. That it was in our second week, I believe, of the show. So that
we set off on a high standard with Leanne. So that was really fascinating. And then we've had Lawson. We spoke to Lawson about wearing it purple and supporting young people in the community. That was great, and what a great initiative that
was. So
that
Lawson is 16. He's from Sydney, and he joined us on the program earlier this year to talk about Wear It Purple Day. And we've also been sharing our own stories on the role of our pets and animals in general that have played in our life.
I think, hopefully most people know a lot about our animals now, about Sprocket and Cinder and Tessa.
All of yours. All of your animals.
Even our past animals as well. But, it gives us great pleasure to talk about them. That's what we're here for.
That is great. And look, last year for Joy's 20th birthday, we were joined by a stellar lineup of Joy volunteers and staff who shared with us how their pets have brought joy into their lives.
We're now going to hear from one half of CNC Drive duo, Kev.
Chris and Cam.
Sorry. I'm just reading, so I'm sorry. And Chris tells us all about their much-loved dog, Max, who has recently and very sadly passed away.
And, keep those tissues handy, because this is beautiful and touching. Yeah. It is a bit of a tearjerker. Our pets can teach us a lot about ourselves, love and friendship. But the hardest thing about being a pet owner is the knowledge that one day you will have to say goodbye. I'm going to start crying.
Yeah.
Even on your intro. Oh, my God.
I couldn't even make it. I mean, a lot of people that are listening to Joy will know about a very special dog named Maxine.
Yes, yes.
We have Chris in the studio from CNC Drive Factory to tell us all about her.
Thank you. So, Max was an old English sheepdog. She wasn't a rescue dog in the traditional sense, but she was rescued from a pet shop. It's actually a fun story or a nice story because Cam's mum used to work at Meyer in the city, and she used to go past the pet store at Melbourne Central every day. And for 3 months, she watched these two old English sheepdog puppies getting bigger and bigger in the glass box, to the point where there wasn't enough room for them in the box, and she came home really upset, and Cam decided, that's it, I'm going to get one. So
very upsetting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
so
a long time for them to be in that environment too.
Yeah. So she was 3 months old. One of the things that stayed with her whole life was that she always looked for the tiny spaces. She would wrap herself around under a chair, under a table. She always looked for that box enclosure.
She felt comfortable in.
Yeah. But to Cam's credit and his family at the time, she was a wonderful dog and a wonderful companion. She had the most beautiful nature, particularly with people. She was never a good dog. but she absolutely loved people. She loved attention. Whenever we were taking for a walk, she would actually divert to walk in front of people, because she expected every person walking along the street was there to pat her and give her attention. And, 90% of people had to, because she wouldn't get out of their way.
She's quite large as well, so she was just there in front.
Absolutely. And I met Cam probably about 9 months after he bought Max home. His first words essentially about whether or not we were going to take a meeting into a relationship was, I had to meet Max. And if Max didn't like me, I wasn't going to go any further. So Max was a very important part of his life right from the start. And she's been she was a great companion. The big thing was he was living in Collingwood and working in Collingwood, and he was living in a townhouse, and the next door neighbour said, look, it's not a real problem, but just occasionally in the afternoons when we're trying to put our little 6-month-old baby to sleep, Max is howling next door. She's a bit lonely. And he went, oh, bugger it. So and he works for his family, and so from that point on he took her to work. He walked her to work every day. So and from that point on, from probably when she was about 2 years old, she had spent every day in the office with him at his feet under the desk while he worked. And I guess the most interesting thing about that was that his family who worked with him said that Cam's demeanour changed having Max at work. He was much more amenable. He was less likely to snap at people. He was more patient in every way. And I think just the idea of having your puppy at your feet, and when you're feeling a bit blah or aggro, and being able to put your hand down and give her a pat, give her a rub behind the ears, makes such a difference to how you feel during the day.
She probably brought a lot of joy to everyone else he worked with, her family as well, and being in the office.
She became the mascot for the company, for the business. Her photo regularly appeared on their newsletter out to their customers and clients. Yep. They actually had to put a notice out to the clientele and to all the regular customers when she passed away to let them know. And the amount of emails and notes that Cam and the rest of the family got when we lost Max was amazing. So
just goes to show the power of pets, power of dogs and
how much joy they bring to everyone around them.
A lot of the clients at the company, the first thing they do, they walk through the door, would look for Max.
Hi, this is Daryl Summers. We love listening to Pets Aloud every Friday from noon.
She was amazing, and I'm sure every pet to everybody is amazing, but she was very, very special to both of us. And when we lost her, it was really hard. It's only been around about 3 months, and we still miss her.
It hurts, yeah.
It does. We still miss the fact that it's quite strange because you build your life around them.
Yeah.
And I said to someone else who lost a cat just recently that the thing is that they actually bring out the best in you. Once you decide that they are a member of your family, then everything else motivates you to look after them because you know they're completely 100% reliant on you. Mm. And so they bring out the best in people, the best, and you become a better person for being a pet owner.
Chris, thank you so much for sharing your story on
So beautifully
Pets Aloud
put.
With us today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been great having you in the studio. You've been such a big supporter of Pets Aloud as well since we first started.
Just quickly, I want to say that as program director for 18 months, one of my proudest achievements is getting you guys on air, and you have been a wonderful addition to the Joy family and a wonderful addition to how we're growing in our 20th year. So thank you guys as well.
Thank you so much.
We want to say a big thank you to Chris and, of course, everyone here at Joy for making us a part of this incredible family of animal lovers. And that was very touching.
It is. Like, I'm quite moved again listening to that. Thank you so much again to Chris for sharing that wonderful story. So heartfelt. And I think he just really captured what our pets mean to us. And, I could hear the tears in your voice too, no. Kevin.
Look, from stories of the people and how much these animals touch, is also we love sharing inspiring stories that we see at the Lost Dogs Home every day.
That's right. One of those stories is Sissy, which is a loving and very beautifully a beautiful border collie who was rescued from a puppy farm last year along with 11 other border collies. She was pregnant and she had spent her life pretty much entirely chained up to a pole. I think she lived under a car and she was used to braid.
So there was plenty of, when she was at the shelter, we made sure that they got all the vet care and attention that they needed as well to ensure. And now, thankfully, for all of them, their lives are so dramatically different.
Absolutely. So Sissy, a lot of them needed to go into behaviour rehabilitation. Actually, all the females were pregnant when they arrived.
Yeah.
So that was step one. We had to give them, put them onto really great diets, good diets, good nurturing diets, because they had had a really poor diet before that, so they could deliver healthy puppies. And they were washed, they had matted coats. But now Sissy is living with a fantastic family who absolutely adore her. Their eldest son is particularly fond of her, and I think he threatens to take her with him when he moves out of home. So to say that she's cherished is absolutely an understatement. So, and I was caught up with her adoptive mother, Karen, or owner, and she starts off by talking through her first meeting with Sissy.
She was just all over us straight away, looking for cuddles and pats, and we knew she was the one for us.
How did you feel? What was going through your head through, the first moments of meeting her?
My feeling was I was watching the reactions of my children to see whether they took to her, and look, they did. Yeah, as soon as Sissy showed then the attention that they had been missing since we'd lost our other pup, they just looked at me and said, can we have her? Yeah, she's the one. And look, we didn't know a lot about Sissy, but we knew she'd come from a puppy farm. She was a breeding bitch there, and she'd come in pregnant to the Lost Dogs home and been there for about 6 months, I think. But we knew she needed a lot of love. We could see that. And the staff there said the same thing, that, yep, she just sought love all the time. So we thought we could give her that. Wherever I am,
I'll come home. And so what happened when you took her home? How was it with her adjusting to the new home environment?
Oh, look, everyone was keen to be Sissy's favourite. So, yeah, we sort of took it in turns to pat her and everything. And we had a policy of no animals in the house. We had to make an exception for Sissy. So, yeah, she spent many nights in front of the fire with the kids around her. So, no, it's been good. She probably took a liking to my son the most. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has developed a bond with her. And
he's currently up on our Joy website, Facebook page, if you want to see the two together. They look quite happy.
Yes, yeah, yeah. She spends a lot of weekends in my husband's shed out in the backyard with him. Just sits on the floor and looks at him all the time. Runs out when someone's coming in and run back in and tell him that someone's coming. So she's developed a bond with everyone, I suppose, in a different way. Even eldest daughter, who's 19 and not a real animal person, she'll still go out and just have a pat with her in her own time.
So it's been some time now. What has it been like in terms of her progression? What was she like when you first met her compared to Sissy right now at home?
Oh, she was very timid, particularly towards males. The first few times we took her out for walks, as soon as she'd see a male coming towards us, she would hide behind my legs, and we'd have to get her past that. But, yeah, she looked at an elderly neighbour across the road. He'll come over and she's just all over him all the time. So, yeah, we think we've got through that stage. Loud noises tend to bother her. The mower down in the park, she will not go anywhere near, won't even go on the same street as that. And there's a few dogs in yards that she likes to avoid on our walks, but that's understandable. And we just try and work through it and avoid those situations.
If Sissy were to be a human, how would you describe her personality? What kind of a person would she be?
I'll tell you what, she is almost human. She doesn't like anyone getting up in the morning and not going out to see her. She'll stand at the back door and lift her paw up and tap on the window. You haven't come out and seen me yet. Yeah, so, oh, look, she's just so affectionate, and she'll sit at the back door and just look at us the whole time. Yeah, but no, she looks like she tries to talk to us. She doesn't bark, so we don't know whether she's ever barked, but she does this howl like she's saying hello to us. And it's very funny.
What would you say you love most about her?
Just her affectionate personality. You seem like you're the number one in her life every time you're with her. You know you're not. She's just seeking a pat, but she's just so loving. She didn't have a lot of attention in the first couple of years of her life, so she's making up for it now. Winter,
spring, summer. It is our two-year anniversary special, and we're currently hearing from Karen, who's a proud adopter of Sissy, who was rescued from a puppy farm and brought into our care before being adopted into her family. Here's the part two of that interview.
She certainly does sound like she's hit the jackpot too, in terms of the family that are so loving, and each of you, it seems like, bring a different quality to her new life now. Now, since learning about sort of Sissy's story and sort of where she came from and what life was like before she came to the home, has this in a way sort of strengthened your views about adoption?
Oh, for sure. Our first dog that we naively bought 17 years ago from a pet shop, it was always going to be a rescue dog this time. We thought we needed to give those dogs another chance, and, you know, we're more aware of where the dogs come from that are in pet shops. Not all of them, but the majority of them, and there's enough registered breeders out there that they don't need to have the puppy farm. Unfortunately, there's a lot of puppy farms that are kept in horrid conditions, and it's not the life for dogs at all. So, yeah, we are more aware of things like that, and every time someone asks us about Sissy, we share the story with her, and yeah, they all say, oh, look, she's in the right home now, so she's making up for it now. But we do see signs every now and again that her life previously wasn't a good one. But she's moved on now,
and she has all of you to help her along the way. So we're extremely grateful to you and your family for adopting Sissy and being our adopted and ambassadors.
Oh, look, we don't feel like we've done anything. We feel like we've got the gift by getting Sissy. I mean, she's just brought so much into our lives, and my son keeps saying to me when he leaves in a few years' time, he's taking her with him.
He's got dibs on her, clearly.
He has.
Well, Karen, it's been great hearing your story, and thank you for telling us all about Sissy's new life.
No, that's fine. Thanks, Oslam. You just pull out my name.
Want to learn more about radio or audio editing? We're looking for people to join our team as program audio producers, responsible for podcasting Joy 94.9's diverse range of weekly programs. Get involved, meet new people, and learn new skills. Join the biggest community radio contributor of podcasts by volunteering for Joy's program production team. All skill levels are welcome. No prior knowledge of audio production required. Training is free for Joy members. Visit the volunteer vacancy page at joy.org.au for more information. The Joy 94.9 program production team, powering Joy podcast. Any show, anytime, online, joy.org.au.
G'day, this is Mike Larkin, Weather Guy, Channel 10. Best thing about being the weather presenter, you can be wrong and still get paid. But more importantly, we love listening to Pets Aloud every Fridays from noon.
It is our two-year anniversary special, Kevin and Kate in studio with you today.
Celebrating.
So much has been happening. Now look, from taking the best pic of your pooch to travelling with pets and how to keep your pet safe during fireworks, we've tried to keep you informed on all things cat and dog related over the last 2 years.
With today's temperature reaching 32 and tomorrow expected to be warm, a warm one as well, here's an excerpt from our show during summer 2013 where Ellen provides some very useful information on coping with our pets in the heat.
So joining me in the studio today, as always, oh, well, back this week, actually, because these guys haven't been here for a little while.
We've taken a holiday.
I've been away for 6 weeks.
It's been amazing. Yeah. So it feels like it's been a long time.
Oslam and Alan back in the studio today. How are you guys?
Good, good. Alan, you were away last week for a very good reason, actually. You were on the telly talking about the dangers of leaving pets in cars.
Yeah, I had to do an interview. We had an incident that week where two small dogs were left in a car in the city. It was a 40-degree day, and luckily a passerby noticed that they were in there and called the police, and the police broke into the car and got the dogs out, and they didn't suffer any long-term damage, which is good, but it's really important that people don't leave dogs in cars. It seems that, you know, every year the message is put out there, and every year it seems to happen.
People, why do people keep doing this?
I think people think they can get away with it. And I think a lot of the time people think, oh, I'm just going into a shop for 2 minutes. But you don't know what's going to happen in that 2 minutes. You know, your card might be declined and you might decide to go to the ATM, or, you know, someone might grab your bag. Mm-hmm. And before you know, 2 minutes is 10 minutes. And that's enough time for real damage to happen. Yes. So it's just important that you don't do it.
So we have the warm weather continuing. It's a bit warm out there today as well. What is probably the top advice for warm weather and pets?
Make sure if your dog's outside in the yard, make sure it's got shade. Make sure he's got cool water in the shade as well. Don't leave the water out in the sun. And if you've got old dogs and sick dogs, have them inside with a fan or air conditioning on.
Thank you very much for that, Ellen. It's some great advice. If you want some more information about looking after your pet in during warm weather, you can check out our Lost Dogs Home website, which is dogshome.com. Got a message in from Mike, who is my grandfather. He said to say happy birthday to Pets Aloud.
That's so cool that he's listening. That's great.
He is. He's one of our biggest fans. So this is the Pets Aloud 100 Shows and Counting Special on Joy 94.9. And we always look, we do love hearing from you all the time. From those of you that are as near as, say, Preston, to all the way in South America, which we occasionally get, or also in other places in America and Canada. We've had
all around the world.
All around the world. Yep. It's fantastic that Joy is able to go all around the world. Absolutely. We also love learning about your adopted pets. Now, Kate, we're going to go back now to an adoption special that we did in early 2013 to hear from a couple of people about their adopted pets.
We have a Joy listener who adopted and posted this up, so I'm just going to read right off it. We adopted Bailey, the Beagle, nearly 4 years ago and Akira 2 years ago and haven't looked back since. Gorgeous doggies with beautiful nature and personalities. Look at their Facebook pages and you can see the results for yourself. I love it when people create Facebook pages for their pets. It's fantastic.
It is great because then you can, you know, you keep up to date with them and everything like that. We also heard from Rosie, who is in Kingsville. Now, when she was living in England, she adopted an older cat from a cat's home in England. So the cat had been through a fair bit and must have had a sad past. But Mr. Pippin, as he was known, ended up growing into the most beautiful grey coat that he had, and he was with her for 5 years, and he would make friends with all the other dogs and cats, and she would recommend that someone who was looking for a pet think about getting an older dog or a cat.
Mm-hmm. We also got another listener text in. Thank you, James, from Elphin. He wanted to know about, well, he's thinking about adopting, but he's not sure if he's the right pet parent and would like some advice about that. Alan, what do you think?
I guess, well, the first thing is maybe just come in, have a look and see what's there and talk to the staff who work in adoptions, because they're pretty good at sussing people out and telling you it's a good fit or not. The other thing is you could practice. So look after friends' animals. If you know, if they want to go away for a night, look after their dog. Or we've got a foster program. So if you really want to try, get in touch with the home, talk to our foster coordinator, and you do a course beforehand just so you know what you're doing, and then you can foster kittens or puppies or dogs with special needs.
Look, I think it's great, though, that you know, James, you are actually thinking of doing your research beforehand and making that consideration, because, you know, some people go into it just blindly and don't think about it beforehand. So it is great that you're actually thinking about that first. And, yeah, definitely, we have so many programs, and you can even just come and volunteer and walk the dogs just to see how you would interact with them and whether, you know, you find that that's the thing that you want to do.
That's right. And also, we've got a pet license test that's available online. You don't need to actually come into the home to do it, and the pet license test is not, you know, anything too grueling. It's just basically to give you an idea of if your current situation is right for adopting, and gives you a good idea of what it entails to having a new pet in your life.
Yeah, it just gives you something to think about, and I suppose think about your lifestyle honestly before you make that commitment.
Thank you very much for your feedback.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station. Joy 94.9.
It has been an action-packed show today for our
lots to get
second
through.
Birthday. We have one more flashback for you, which is awesome. Now, Kate.
So since our first show in October 2012, Lost Dogs Home has undergone some changes over that time and definitely reached many milestones. Our centenary year was a big one, and the opening of our new veterinary clinic was probably one of the biggest things that has happened to us in the last few years, and definitely a major highlight for the home, for our shelter, for our animals, for our staff. The clinic plays an important role in helping our shelter do what they do every day to help the animals and some public animals of the public as well.
So we did a special on the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic last year, and we met a few of the clinic's amazing staff members, including Dr. Elena Latch. Dr. Elena Latch is a 2011 graduate from the University of Melbourne and begins by taking us through why she wanted to become a vet.
I guess as a kid growing up, you know, I always enjoyed the company of pets and other people's animals, and so I thought, why not get a job where every day you get to be surrounded by other people's dogs and cats? And then, yeah, through high school, that was always my dream, and I was lucky enough to continue on into uni. And then, yeah, graduated, and here I am.
When you were at university, you came to the Lost Dogs Home to do your placement here. What was that like?
It was fun. It was really, really good, because everybody at uni knew that the Lost Dogs Home had a reputation for letting students do quite a lot of hands-on work, which as a student, you are constantly craving and wanting, because at uni you seem to lack it. You know, there's so many students and so few animals you can use, or, you know, practicals that you do. So yeah, so it was great. I came here and I had 3 weeks here and got to learn a lot, because there are so many vets here, so there's an extensive amount of knowledge. And then I was lucky enough to be offered a job, just because one was going around that time, and that's how I ended up having my first job.
So straight out of university, straight to the Lost Dogs Home.
Yeah, pretty soon. Graduation and then start.
What do you find best about working at an animal shelter?
Well, definitely the fact that it is an animal shelter. So we've got the private clinic, which is great, you know, so you still get clients coming in with their pets and, you know, and you get the follow-up appointment, so you can really have a good client base. But at the same time, you get to work with strays, so animals that don't have, you know, owners with them right now, that really need that extra little bit of attention and, you know, for somebody to really try and help them along the way. And yeah, it's just a different type of work. that I enjoy. Yeah, and you also, again, get to do a lot of surgery. And again, there's plenty of people here to learn from. And because I guess they're strays and they come in and they come from all over the place, they all kind of have different issues and problems. So the variety of things you see is quite wide.
The program with Melbourne Uni has changed a bit since you did it.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, take us through what it's like now?
Sure. So when I was going through, yeah, they would have one or two students for their electives here at a time, whereas now they've actually created a relationship with Melbourne University where during the students' surgery rotation, they actually come here as a group during their rotation and they have their own vet with them and their own nurse. And then they stay in surgery and they have a select few animals that they do surgery on, I guess based on where the students are at the time. But it works really well because, you know, they're doing surgery on our strays, so they're animals that need to have surgery done on them, but it provides the students with animals because, like I said, at uni you don't have very many, and even if you get an odd surgery here or there, you're often sharing with other students, and you know, it's all very limiting. But this is a win-win for both parties. You know, they come and they do surgery on the strays that need surgery anyways, and their students get to learn a lot as well.
And it's that practical hands-on experience.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, even though I was very glad for the time I had here, I think the relationship they've got now will really benefit a lot of students, all the students, so it's good.
During your time at the Lost Dogs Home, you must have seen lots of animals come and go. Are there any sort of special cases that really stick out for you?
One case recently where we had this beautiful grey kitten come in to Lost Dogs Home as a stray. On presentation, we recognised that the cat had a condition called entropion, bilateral entropion, so both its upper eyelids were rolling into the eyes or rolling into themselves, and so, you know, the hair on the eyelids was actually scratched on the eyes, and it's quite an uncomfortable condition and one that, you know, really needs repairing. So we held on to him and then we did the surgery, and it was a great success. And yesterday he got adopted and he was cute and beautiful with eyes wide open and healthy, so that was really nice.
Get social. See joy.org.au/petsallowed to follow us and chat all week long.
At Joy 94.9, there are approximately 300 volunteers bringing you over 75 shows, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of facts and figures to take in, but here's one more number for you to think about. 1-300-569-949. That's the number to call to talk to the Joy sales team about becoming a Joy sponsor. One phone call can get your business on air and online, reaching thousands of Joy listeners at a price you can afford. 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours, and you're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Well, that's us for today, yeah. And for our 2-year special. What a show.
Well, it's been good, isn't it? We'll be back again in the 3-year special.
That's right.
No time at all.
We'll be back next week, of course, as yes. always. Back to some regular always, programming.
Yeah. Thank you. About our pets.
That's right. Thank you, Kate, for joining me on the show today. Thanks to Oz for producing as well. And thanks to everyone who's been a big part of our Pets Allowed crew over the last 2 years. It's big, big thank you to the Joy team
Thank you for sharing our love of animals and for supporting the Lost Dogs Home as well.
That's right. Don't forget, you can check out our website at dogshome.com, or you can find all of the ways to get in touch with us, as well as our podcasts on our Joy program page at joy.org.au. And of course, don't forget to walk your dogs
and pat your cats.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.